more will be expected of those two than most rookies in the league, because I think they're going to get a chance to play more, and they're drafted 2 and 5. I mean, they're drafted very high. They're, you know, two of the first five picks in the draft, and they happen to be in a situation where they're going to get the opportunity to play. So because of that, they're going to get a chance to do more than ever, than most, if not all, the other rookies in the league. And I think they will. But so it's just, I mean, it's just the situation they've found themselves in. Yao was totally different. In some ways, it might be better for Kevin and Jeff because, I mean, they're familiar with the NBA. They know some of these guys, the whole thing. I mean, to go, I happened to work Yao out the year before he came in Chicago, before the draft. And, I mean, you know, I saw him, and it was like, you know, people were – I don't think too many people were wondering, but if they were, they weren't wondering after the workout. I mean, whether he was going to be a good player in this league. I mean, it was very obvious he's going to be, an all-star for almost as many years as he plays. But, I mean, I don't know what he could have known about the league. I know we're global. I know we must be on TV sometimes in China, whatever. But, I mean, for him to come here – not speaking the language, not having lived here. I mean, the transition he had to make compared to what Jeff and Kevin had. Yeah, it's hard because they're young, but God, I mean, for Yao, that was a monumental transition. I think what they're doing is very difficult, but I mean, I think they're comfortable. I think they know the players. I think they know the NBA. So I think it's a totally different getting acclimated than Yao had.
For a high expectation guy, what is the biggest hurdle that you've seen guys have to clear before they could be?
I just think that learning the league is crazy. I mean, that's a cliche.
The speed of the league? Everything
about the league. The fact that the guys you're playing against are bigger and stronger and quicker than the guys you've played against your entire life. Like you play in games in college, and other than an all-star game and other than an occasional NCAA game, probably deep into the game, there's only an NBA player or two in the game. There's not three or four or five, much less every guy in this. I mean, literally, the biggest difference in this league is the size of the players. I mean, the size and the ability. These guys are bigger and stronger and quicker than everybody else that plays this game. So that when the guy that's guarding you is probably quicker or bigger or stronger or some combination of than you're used to playing against. And when you get by him, there's a bigger center in there. And you're pounding on those guys every day at practice, and they're pounding on you. And you just, whether it's practice or whether it's a game, it's that every day, and it wears on you, and especially wears on young guys. Wears on you every which way. Mm-hmm. It beats you up. And getting acclimated to what they have to go through day in and day out in this league, before you even talk about trips and travel and the fact that it just keeps coming. I mean, it's really a grind. And to me, for young guys, that's the hardest thing to get used to. You can't.
How do you ease him through it? Both of those guys.
Well, I think we try and protect him from a minute standpoint. We try and protect him into where we play him, how we match him up, how we use him, how many consecutive minutes he plays. I mean, it's not like we have somebody who doesn't know what he's doing out there. He does. But I think we got to make sure that he doesn't get beaten up by the league and by the size and by all he's going to have to go through. I say it all. I think I was talking to these guys the other day. I mean, I look back and I worked a camp for Michael Jordan in the summer, Jordan's camp in Vegas, and they have a lot of these big, like, huge posters hanging from the ceiling, and some of them are like Carolina posters or early in his NBA career, and you see him and you can't believe it's the same guy. And I'm just saying, like, it's hard when you come into the league and you're not as big as you are. You tend to forget. We tend to think of guys when they're in their prime and what they were like. And all of a sudden you look at a picture of them their first or second or third year, and they say, wow, look at how little he is. It's hard. And I think that's the hardest thing to deal with. And it's physical and it's mental. I mean, someday, these guys, he loves to play. The best thing about Kevin in particular is he loves to play basketball. But some days in this league, it's hard to get up. I mean, you got in at whatever time you got in, and you had practice, or, it's 4 and 5 days, or, all those things that every single player in this league goes through, it's multiplied for the expectation guys, because they play 30-plus minutes. I've always said that my biggest impression since I came in, when I first came into the league, the biggest thing that People said to me, like, what impresses you the most? And I said, the guys who get paid the big money. The guys that everybody comes to see, come to see, that play 35, 38, 34 minutes a game and do it 82 times in a regular season, those guys earn every single penny they're getting. Because, I mean, they got to come and they got to produce night in and night out. And that's the people that people, that's the guy that people are coming to pay money to see. And they don't know, like, you know, like if you're in, like they see you in New York tonight, they don't know where you were last night, or they don't know if this is your third and fourth nights. They just, they pay their good money and they come in, or they watch on TV and they want to see you perform. And those guys that are doing it like 35 minutes a night, it's just, it's unbelievable. They can, like, you know, where I came from, watching Duncan do that every night and play most seasons, 82 games a year. I mean, that's like, if somebody says to me, are guys overpaid in this league? Yeah, we all are. Not those guys. Maybe the coaches are, maybe a lot of the other players are. The guys that are, those guys, the Duncans, the McGradys, them, they're not overpaid.